Here on this pleasant Monday morning here in Southeast Kansas, currently 63 degrees out there. Feels pretty good out there. And it's now time for Ask the Experts. And joining us in studio this morning is Gary Skank. And on the phone, we have Charles Skank. And gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, it's great to be here. And it's a beautiful, beautiful sunny day. Beautiful day. The weather's mild. It is so nice. And I'm so thankful for this beautiful day. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose. And I'll stop right there. So we're coming fast approaching this Medicare season, and for everything there is a season. And so we want to talk about that this morning. We're so thankful to be here, and we're thankful for the nice weather. Thank you, Kyle.
Absolutely, and thank you for that verse there this morning. And again, like I said, we do have Charles Skank on the phone. Charles, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle. I'm actually talking to you from Louisville, Kentucky this morning.
Oh, so how's the weather out there in Louisville right now?
It's really nice. Really nice.
All right, sounds good. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
I'm not here for a training, and so I'm excited to be here. Go ahead.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you on the phone. Obviously, if anybody has any questions, they can text you guys, 620-332-6878. That's 620-332-6878, and they will answer questions if you have any questions for them. And one of the first things we're going to talk about today is the first necessity of planning for Medicare and what you can do to have a plan.
That's right. Dad, I was thinking that we were talking last week about the importance of having a plan.
Right.
And when it comes to Medicare, there's a lot of different plans that one can make, and it's important to have the right plans in place to make sure that you have the right coverage.
Right.
Whether that, it's important to know that your doctors are in the network that your plan provides. It's important to know that your medicine is included in the coverage that your insurance has. And it's important to know the deductibles and the premiums, the out-of-pocket, and all those things. And, you know, we deal with people that maybe need to adjust their plan.
Right.
Dad. And if you don't have your medicine is not on formulary or not included on your insurance plan, sometimes that can be out-of-pocket, hundreds of dollars a month because of that.
Right.
Or if your doctor is not in network, maybe you're going to pay a higher price to go and visit your doctor. And so it's important to know what your Medicare covers, maybe what it doesn't cover, and how to best use it. And so without knowing that, you can have surprises.
Right. And so, Charles, I'm thinking about things change, you know. We all know our medicine changes. Maybe our doctors change. Maybe our spouse. Maybe you have a spouse that passed away, and you've lost a Social Security check, and so your income is different now than what it was before. You may qualify for benefits now that you couldn't qualify before your spouse's passing, and we can help look at all those different things. The doctors, the drugs, the benefits that's there because of less income. Maybe your plan was affordable when your spouse was living, and once that spouse passed away and you lost a Social Security check, now you're feeling the real squeeze financially, and you just need to reevaluate, and we help you with that. We will help with that.
Right. Yeah. And so there's a whole variety of things that can be going on. And I would say that if you have a question at all, it's a good idea to look it over. And just know that you're on the plane that you should be.
And Charles, maybe we have people that's listening that's still working and on group insurance, and they're eligible for Medicare, and they don't know whether they ought to take Medicare or whether they shouldn't. They don't know when they're supposed to start their Part A or their Part B. Maybe they have A and B, and they're on group insurance with a larger employer, and they don't need B. That's an expense that they don't need to pay for. So all these things, there's things that change, and we can help you understand and walk through what's possible or what should be in your best interest.
That's true. That Part B costs $148.50 for most people. And if you're paying for that, along with group coverage, you're on a plan that has more than 20 employees, it's a good idea to reevaluate that and
True.
Either fully get on Medicare or and leave your group coverage, or maybe get off of Medicare Part B and go back to your employer coverage. But you don't want to have an unnecessary amount of coverage.
Right, right, right. So we just encourage people to give us a call and let us know. Get on our calendar. Is it all right if I give that number now, Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay, so the office number in Independence is 620-331-8800. 620-331-8800. Jennifer and Dawn are by the phones right now. And you can call and ask for an appointment, and we'll be glad to get you on our calendar. The Coffeyville office number is 620-236-6930. 620-236-6930. That office opens in about 10 minutes, and you can call and get on the calendar there to see Jason Owens. That office is 802 West 8th here in Coffeyville.
All right, so good stuff there. And Charles, what will we be talking about in the second part of our program coming up here in just a moment?
We're going to talk about AEP, annual election period.
All right, so again, we'll talk about that coming up here on the other side of the break. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Gary and Charles. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning here in Southeast Kansas.
Merlin Chevrolet Buick in Independence says we'll buy your vehicle for top dollar in only 5 minutes.
Plus,
Merlin's will buy your used car even if you buy your next one elsewhere.
And
I'll buy it over the phone in 5 minutes.
Your
elite buying center is Merlin Chevrolet Buick in Independence.
And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Joining us back here in studio is Gary Skank from Skank Insurance. And joining us on the phone from Louisville, Kentucky, we also have Charles Skank. And welcome back, gentlemen.
Good morning. Or morning. Good morning again, Kyle. Go ahead, Charles.
All right. So the next thing, Kyle, that we were talking about is that annual election period is coming up on October the 15th. Of this year, next month, about a month, and that is the time where everybody can make changes to their Medicare. Sort of like what your employer, where you can change your benefits every year during that time, annual enrollment time. That's what it is for Medicare. And this is where you make sure that you have the plan that you want, that you have the coverage that you need, that you make sure that your doctors are in network, that you maybe your premiums have been rising, your Medicare supplement maybe, and you want to make sure that that is something that is where it should be, and you just want to evaluate everything about your coverages.
And Charles, I was thinking, you know, I've probably given advice out there at times that may not be true today. In other words, some people probably are aware that there used to be a Plan F Medicare supplement, and they probably had somebody tell them, don't ever give that up because you'll never be able to get that back again. Well, the good news is you may not want it back again, because, you know, Plan F with Medicare, absolutely has no deductibles for your Part A and Part B expenses. But when you look at the cost of it compared to Plan G, it may be that you're paying a lot of money for a little coverage. You may be paying a lot of money for a little coverage. And so if you have an old Plan F that you've had for a while and it keeps getting higher and higher in price, it's worth taking a look at and to see if it's really that important to you.
That's right. That's right. We encourage everybody that's on Medicare to just look and evaluate what they're on. And there's been times when we have people come in and we have them drop maybe something that was unnecessary or they were overpaying. We had somebody the other day was on a drug plan and it was over nearly $70 a month. And the individual didn't take any medicine. And so they were paying for a very high-priced drug plan unnecessarily. And so it's just a good idea. Yeah, there's savings available more times than not. And it's a good idea just to come in and look at those. And it's not all about savings. It's about being wise with your income and having good coverage, but also not overpaying for it.
Right, right. And, you know, Charlie, there's a mistaken thought out there that, you know, you go to the car lot and supposedly the best, highest-priced car is the best car, most reliable, most comfortable, most endurable, whatever. But that's not true with drug plans.
No.
You know, that's not true with drug plans. It really is not true. And the cost of that plan has nothing to do with how good the coverage is. We put people's prescriptions into our database or into our program, and it tells us which plans are the best, including the cost of the plan and the cost of the drugs. And that's the number you want to look at, is those costs for the plan and the drugs. And another thing, Charles, is there's no underwriting for a drug plan. So if you think you ought to keep this plan because you may get cancer or have heart problems, that's false, because you can move to any drug plan without health questions. We just want to help educate so that you can be wise with your money.
Right, right. And so with the annual election time coming up, our calendar is going to get very full, and we want to encourage you, if you're on Medicare, to make sure that you set a time to see us. And the deadline is December the 7th. You can't make any changes after that. And so there's that window of time where you can adjust things, and that's when we're set up to help people.
And for people that's coming into Medicare, you know, in the next 6 months, 8 months, year, if they want to take a look at what's going on and what that looks like for them and what the costs look like going forward so they can plan it in their budget, we'll be happy to do that as well, Charles.
That's right. That's right. This doesn't apply to people that are new to Medicare. You have your own open window of time.
Right.
When you're getting on Medicare. That's true.
Right. Yeah. Whenever you get off group coverage, that's when you can start your Medicare without any penalties or whatever, as long as
that's
your
right.
group is 20, larger than 20 people.
That's right. So that our Independence office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Newton's True Value. You can reach us by phone there at 620-331-8800. Our Coffeyville office is at 802 West 8, right here in Coffeyville. 236-6930, 620-236-6930 is the number. And you guys can come in, call us, and be thinking about coming in for annual election period starting October the 15th through December 7th. We'd be glad to review your coverage and make sure you're on the most cost-efficient coverage.
Right, Right. Now, Charlie, are you going to the horse races while you're out there at Louisville?
No, not this time. Not this time. Actually, I've never been. No, I'm not.
Well, I want to thank you, Charles, for joining us on the phone, and I appreciate you making the trip to Louisville for some training, because I didn't want to make that trip. And I appreciate you doing it for the office. And so you get some rest, and you'll have a meeting starting about noon, and you need to rest because you got in there early this morning.
Just, I did.
Right. So get some rest. We'll be in touch.
All right. Well, Charles, you be safe while you're out there, and we'll see you again here. Are you going to be back for Friday's show?
I should be back Friday.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you on Friday. You have a safe trip.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
All right. And
thank you, Kyle.
Gary, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you again on Friday as well. Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have the kids in from Field Kinley High School talking about their about the week coming up for their weekly announcements. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGG.